What's up, guys? How's it going? Today, I wanted to pop up over here on the podcast, on the Kenyo Live podcast, just to talk about a few things. I want to focus on the community. That's what I feel like doing. So this is a quick shout out. I just want to talk to you about, I think probably about five companies that I know right now that I've recently talked to, just off the top of my mind, not in any specific order, just some brands that I know, brands and people that I know right now that I'm meeting that I think are interesting. I think that's important to do so you guys can see how active the community is out here. These are just people I've met recently. Shout them out. If you don't know more about, you might see some me. You know, I'm Kenyo, and then Kenyo Live is this entertainment thing with the podcast and the weekly show and social media and stuff like that. So that's a project. Kenyo Live is cool. It has partners with it. I Am Viral Change is a huge partner of that. So is SA Cyphers. SA Cyphers is hip hop. I Am Viral Change is positive messaging and fashion. Fashion number one, cool stuff. So you always see me. If you do see a picture from the show, I'm most likely wearing my I Am Viral Change t-shirts. Actually, basically anywhere that I'm out right now where I'm allowed to wear a t-shirt, you'll see me in some I Am Viral Change stuff. Yeah, that's what they're about. And so that Kenyo Live is going on. And then also you'll see my poetry. You'll see the stuff that I'm working on. I'm putting out a new book pretty soon, which was kind of spur of the moment. I kind of just felt one day recently, these past couple weeks, I was like, I have this book project that I'm really trying to put together and I want it to be perfect, so I haven't put anything out. But it's really been like 5 years or something since I first put out my last book, Times Library, and I was like, you know what? I have a whole bunch of stuff. So I took a bunch of poems that I had written at the end of last year, and I put those together. So it's 28 poems, 42 pages. I titled it Ballerina, which is me being artistic. And it's also, I think, in some ways, that title is kind of a poem that you won't get unless I explain it, what it means to me. But it might mean something else to you. Ballerina is a very evocative kind of thing. But for me, it's just about the beauty of just the ballerina kind of mimics the beauty of philosophy, just, you know, the fragility of philosophy, the strength of it, just like life in general. I thought that ballerina was just a cool way of putting a metaphor in there. So what if you looked at all the poems in the book as a through the lens of, he's talking about a ballerina, but no, I'm talking about life and a bunch of other stuff. But what if these were all descriptions of this beautiful thing? Anyway, whatever. So you see that, you'll see that around. I'm putting out my poetry in that book. I try to share as much poetry as I can. And then you'll see Project Forward, right? And what is Project Forward? You see that it's my videos, it's some other people's videos, different things. So what Project Forward is it is a media, it's a media production entity. You know, that's what it focuses on, producing media, which includes events and you know, getting out there on social media. So there's a lot of networking going on behind the scenes, and hopefully I plan to be able to bring you more and more video content and release that out to you. And that's just what Project Forward is about, really just leveraging my networking skills and my video editing background and skills, leveraging those two things together to try to build something that provides a community base for entertainers and entrepreneurs and startups and businesses and musicians and rappers, you know, just everyone in general, trying to create media around those who are really creating and get out there and create something new that people haven't seen before. So in that vein, I've done tons of ranting. In that vein, I'm going to talk to you about some brands that I've been meeting up with. I already told you about IMVC, SA Cyphers. Check them out. You know, just go through Project Forward and watch different stuff. Kenyo Live, most of the content right now has to do with you know, me and what I'm doing. But look through it, you know, and give me some feedback. But some of the other brands that we're working with that you'll see either me share or Project Forward shares, I just met these guys. They're called Pray X Plot, which is like Pray and Plot. And it's like this fashion. They say fashion, art, and design. And it's very cool. It's very cool stuff. I like the idea. Pray and Plot sounds very cool. I just picked up a little flyer there. It's going to go on my wall, a little collectible. And I like what they're doing. They're making bags, and they're doing screen-printed T-shirts. And then they're doing artwork and stuff. So they're all over the place. Pray X Plot on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I think they got a Tumblr. That's what this little flyer thing says, that they got a Tumblr too. Very cool. Met the guys doing it. They look like a cool crew of people. I love when I see crews like that. Second brand I want to talk about, and this is just the order that it comes to my mind, is Trill Lynx. If you don't know what's going on with Trill Lynx, Xavier Mack, Prince Ivy, there's some other people out there. So Trill Lynx is a record label. It's a record label in San Antonio, officially registered business. I say that only because you might not know that they're making moves, but they are. And my connection with Trill Lynx is just that I've known Xavier and Prince for a while now, and we all believe in the vision for the city. And so I'm really big on what they're doing. They're close to IMVC, Don Williams from IMVC, the t-shirt company. So together, we've all been doing stuff together, collaborating as often as possible, sharing ideas in order to build up this scene in San Antonio. Trill Lynx, they Xavier Mack just put out his album on Trill Lynx. You can find it on trilllynx.com. Birth of a Hero. I mean, it's been about a month since it's been out. A lot of cool tracks on it. I just finally cracked open my digital copy of it, and the tracks are awesome. There's this one track where Prince features on it, and it's super cool. So definitely check that out if you get a chance. Really, really cool stuff. Trill Lynx, that's a company that I want to shout out. And then another company I want to shout out, because they just gave me a gift and he came out to the live show, Kenyo Live, that I do, San Antonio at the legendary music venue Rebar. The company is called Craft Home Market. And so the guy, I met him, he came out and he brought a little piece of glassware that they're working on. The one he gave me is, if you've ever seen those like stemless wine glasses, that's basically what it is. It's a wine glass that you can just put on the table. It's very cool. And I like it because it's made, I believe, by someone who does glass here in San Antonio, which is super cool. I love to be able to support San Antonio businesses. And I love the glass. It has like little imperfections. I want a whole set of them. It's very cool. And he made me want to upgrade my bachelor living lifestyle. With that gift. So he came out to the show. He's going to be coming more regularly. So you'll probably see more from Craft Home Market, at Craft Home Market on Instagram for sure. I know they're on there. So that's kind of it. I feel like there's a couple other brands, that companies that I want to shout out, but I'm going to make another one of these episodes and I'll also use it to like sort of give you community information on what's going on in the Kenyo Live and the Project 4 community in general, just because there's a lot of movers out here and stuff like that. So this is a way for all of them to connect. And there's a lot of brands that, you know, I'm only very loosely associated with, just people that I'd want to talk about, like Andrea Vocab Sanderson, who does Second Verse, or maybe Miss Jania Moore, who's coming on the show, or Keep Her S.A., Miss Jordan, she's coming on the show. So there's lots of different companies and stuff, but these are the main ones that I've just happened to run across in the past week, so I'm thinking about them. Definitely check them out. And if you're on Facebook, join inside the we have a group called Fiercely Supporting, hashtag Fiercely Supporting Kenyo Live. It's a group, Facebook group. Go in there, post your whatever it is, whatever you're doing and stuff like that. The idea is we like to support each other to the maximum level, like be the biggest fans of those of us in the community. So I like to share and I like to hear what you guys are doing. Self-promotion is encouraged at this point. It would just be cool. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed this little community message that I decided to put out. Definitely, I'm grateful you're a listener. You know, thank you. God bless you. I hope you have an excellent week, an excellent life. You are probably, we're moving up in listeners. Actually, that's technically not true. I've like, there's like a dip in the graph as of like recent episodes and stuff like that. But if you want to like encourage us, you can go back and listen to like all the episodes. But you know, we have people listening, and it's actually really cool. And I appreciate it. Those of you who have contacted me to let me know that you listen, go ahead and do that. Hit me up. I'm at KenyoHQ on everything, on Snapchat. My Snapchat's kind of boring, but I post, so check it out. I'll definitely do some posting today. And then you can also find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I'm out there all as KenyoHQ, and I'm looking for you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next time on the Kenya Life Podcast. Bye.